Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise Him, praise Him.
Praise Him. You had just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. My name is Elder Charles Lee, and this is my wife, Reverend Maureen Lee.
Hey, how y'all and doing?
This is the turning point. Amen, amen. This is the 1,123rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And subject for tonight is family value.
Yes.
Amen. Family values. And I want to start off with Proverbs 15 and 20. It says, a wise man makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother.
Amen. Say that again.
It says, I'm replacing words. It says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Amen.
Mm.
So we you know, this year, we do it by every 100 or more episodes. We have to remind people again about family values and how it's important to have a family, because it says a family that prays together
stays together.
So, you know, every once in a while, because our last subject was walking in your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very important for families, too.
Yeah.
Because you have to have somebody with that spiritual anointing to be a leader in that family. And it doesn't mean that it always had to be the man, because it could be the father and the mother together.
Mm-hmm. But most families today, you see just the mother there. But lately, you've been seeing a lot of fathers stepping up. So I want to give a shout-out to the great fathers that's putting values on their family. And that's very, very important, because today's society, if you do the statistics, you don't see a lot of the crime that's taking place with the young people. You see the mothers in a household, but no fathers. And then the mothers are working so much, they don't know what the children are doing, so it makes it kind of difficult. But we got to hold them up in prayer, because that's why it takes a village. And you can go to your neighbor, your brother or sister with love, and give them a heads up, like, I seen your child. I just want to, keep them encouraged. Like, give them a pat on the back sometimes when he do good. Just let them know, I see you out there doing good things. But when you do bad, I see you too. And that's not the way to go. But if we tell someone with love, that's the key. That is the key.
But we want to let everybody know, this year in 2020, this is another year, the year of the Christian. And what you want this year, you're going to have to ask for it, and you're going to have to come and pray for it together as a family. And I know a lot of us have older kids, but see, once you teach a child a basic, what the Bible say, teach them the way they should go and they won't depart.
Their
meaning, as they get older, okay, they have to have a foundation. So, what's the worldly saying? Apple don't fall far from a tree.
They really don't.
So you can really tell when a family, especially, if you have a male, which, I was unfortunate, and I ain't going to say unfortunate. God knew he was known. He didn't give me any sons. I got all daughters. So, ladies just had to tell me, well, somebody had to make the girls, and that was me. Okay, but you're letting them know that the values that you put in them when they're with you are the values they're going to take with them to their own families.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to remind you again, this is the 1,123rd episode of Purpose Kingdom, and this is a turning point, and we're talking about family values. Amen.
Amen.
It is so important, especially when you're raising these males, about this family value, because I have a lot of women that we go and debate on, and we talk about it, because I tell them, watch how you're treating that son of yours, because one day it's going to be somebody's husband.
Amen.
Amen. And you want to raise him up in all that softness and don't worry about it. Tell mommy about this and tell mommy about that. And, you know, you have so many relationships that have fallen to the wayside because of what the mother told the son. Amen. You know, whenever he gets adversity or he goes against problem, he calls his mom and he wants to leave his home. You know, Bible said, what God put together, let no man put us under.
Come on.
So.
You agree with that, Char? What Daddy just said.
But the Bible said what God put together, that's as far as the relationship and the marriage, let no man, in other words, we break down the layman words, let no man come in between it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that.
Because you have so many men out here that are mama's boys. And they go into the situation of whenever they have problems, they call their mother,
mm-hmm.
they go to their mother,
yep.
and she gives bad advice.
Yep.
Sometimes it's best to just sit there and listen to what he has to say and listen to his spouse.
Don't listen to respond, listen to understand.
That's right.
Go ahead, Char. Go ahead, Char.
He said, don't listen to respond, listen to understand.
People like to listen to say something real fast. No, you
listen
to
right.
understand what he's saying.
Don't react.
Yes. Never react.
And Char, how long you been married?
5 years.
5 years.
Every action gets a reaction.
What would you say about your values in your marriage? What would you say?
What you mean by values?
What your parents taught you? What your values?
With everything you take to being a successful marriage.
I just asked, what you know, a lot of times, and it might not just have to be your marriage. When you're around your friends, mm-hmm. what do you see the day that's missing in marriages that can make them a lot better? Is it, do you think it's sometimes it's bad communication?
All right, so I think 99% of the time, with human beings, it'd be bad communication. Because they don't get it, so they don't want to communicate and solve the problem. You got to communicate to solve something.
And some people just,
they don't get that.
Matches,
they close
themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hear it, because if you got a conflict in the way both of you two were raised and you didn't meet in the middle somewhere, it's going to always be a conflict because it has to be compromised. And
how about,
you know,
the other one? A family that prays together, stays together.
Oh, yeah, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's evident in a lot of relationships today. Because a lot of things are overlooked. I ain't going to say overlooked. They're compromised because if we're on the same level as far as our Christianity and our Christianity walk, we won't have as many problems that we have, because a lot of people will sit down and say, let's talk about it and not argue about it.
Well, that's my song. That's like my song, No Gray by Jonathan McReynolds.
No Gray.
How'd that go?
He said, I don't want to keep going to church singing all about how much you were. And then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you heard.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. That
I never heard
deep.
That song.
Yes, you
that's
did. Pastor Harriet sat us down and played it in the church. And yeah. I never forgot it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you listen to it still? No gray, no shades of gray.
No
shades,
yeah.
And I was just singing out. 25th Street.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't.
That song right there lets you know he was like, I can't be on the fence and still be like trying to love God. It's either you black or white, no gray, and no in between. Either you love God or you gonna be out there and
okay.
Yeah, you can't be, you know, you can't, either hot or cold, can't be warm.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like the one that Tamla Mann sang too. That she tell people, I'm all churched out.
Yes.
You know, some people don't have a balance. They so churchly that they, so you know, they so heavenly that they no earthly good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when people get all churched out. You know, and I don't want, you know, that to happen to us in 2020,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, we focus so much on, you got some people that go to church and don't miss every Sunday, but those are the same ones people looking at and say, well, you was just in the club on Saturday, but you don't miss church on Sunday. That doesn't make up.
You have to go to church. Like, you have to fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what.
Or like you can turn on music and be in your worship and that's your fellowship.
No.
They got, like, literally fellowship.
The Bible says if they don't have a preacher, how can they learn? You know, so you have to go.
I never heard that one. That was dope.
You have to go to be able to renew yourself, because we go through so much on a weekly basis where the devil tries to tear us down. We got to go somewhere where we can get lifted.
But you, like I tell,
I ain't gonna lie, you go to church on Sunday, that really shapes your whole week.
It really do.
Like that one Sunday shapes Monday through Saturday.
If you in a Bible believing teaching church,
yeah, if you're in a place,
it
place,
shapes you.
Place where you're getting fed.
And then it makes you look forward. Man, I can't wait for Sunday to
like,
come.
I understand what he's saying. Like,
you know, that's
it don't
important.
Make you, like, what are you talking about?
But that's what my kids used to get mad when we used to make you go to church on Sunday. But as you get older,
no.
You never got mad.
No, they used to like it when they got in there.
I used to get pissed.
Oh,
mad,
you hear?
Mad is an understatement because the church you had us going to, you know you wasn't right.
She ain't like the church.
That's period point blank.
But now we have
this church I like. That church.
Remember the song?
What's that show called? The View.
No, you remember the song? Remember the song? It say, "Well, you may not like the preacher, but there's a whole lot of things he can teach you." So see,
yeah, I learned a lot.
See, a lot of times you have to look past the person. You gotta look past the person.
I learned a lot.
Pastor Whitaker.
Yeah.
I learned everything.
Well, Pastor Whitaker.
We were there for Pastor Whitaker.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. But see, like you said, it's a lot of times. Just a lot of churches people don't like, but they still coming out learning. And they still being fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I feel like the churches that's really big is like the churches I don't like. Because, like, you don't have no intimacy. You don't know all of our
it's
names.
It's like business.
It's like business rather than, like, literally, like a relationship.
Yeah, your mom told me that. Now, I leave this church.
I
mean,
to be like, our church is this,
that,
and the third.
It's a church,
like,
that she was talking about, and they have, like, 5 or 6 sanctuaries.
Yeah.
So you never get to see the head pastor. It's
how
not,
do he know your name? How do he sit
don't.
There? Our pastor sit
he
there and
don't.
Pray for every last one of us. I'm talking about one by one. I can't have no prayer to say, oh, all y'all get on your knees and I'm going to pray for y'all, because you can't, I don't know, I don't like that.
You want the one-on-one?
I feel like you got a special relationship with the, like,
that's
I feel
the
like
value.
Churches are made to be intimate.
And see,
that's the value
that's
of the
another
pastor.
Family. That's another family.
Yeah, and that's our family.
The church
we
is
love
another
that.
Family.
Mm-hmm.
So, see,
but
she brought up another point, too.
Mm-hmm.
She brought up a good point about, you know, especially if you're in the church, because I was always told, and we were told this when we first went to the church we had now, don't stay where you tolerate it, stay where you celebrate it.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't go to church that, you know, and I don't want to bust nobody bubble because, you know, a lot of people think it's a lot of prestige to go to a big church, you know, and say, well, you know, well, how many pastors you got? Well, you got 17 pastors, 19 junior pastors, you know, and they go on and on, but it's like he's the Pope.
Where's the genuinity, like?
Well, yeah, but you never get to them. So, see, we never really went to big churches. We had churches that was, like, you know, like you say, touchable.
Yeah, like intimate.
Yeah, it was real intimate. But the thing was is we were so to a point to where we knew who the pastors were.
Yeah.
We knew who the deacons
were. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like when they get to that point where it's a big church, like, I feel like it's fake. Because you don't know them personally one on one. You just like saying anything up there, like you supposed to talk to people. You know, catch y'all supposed to your spirits supposed to intertwine. Like y'all supposed to feel each other. Like you can't do that if there's 1,000 of us down here and there's only one of you up there. You don't even know my name.
Come on,
I don't like that. I don't know. I ain't trying to play nobody at church, but I just that's my preference.
Well,
that's what you like.
I like to if I got an issue, go call my pastor. You know, listen, this ain't 39. Who this? Which row you sit on? 69.
Are you calling this a who?
Yeah, but that's our daughter Charlene Lee, and as you hear, she was married for 5 years, and we try to raise up our children in church. Last week we was on. You heard from Christina, and then Laura chimed in and sung.
Yeah,
but we try to raise up our children in the word. So when the balls start hitting the wall, they don't have to call us right away. They know they can pray. They know they can pray.
Lord, be so quick. They cuss me out. Girl, you better pray. God got it. I'm like, okay, little more
reason. That sounds like Lord when we was in the car backsliding down the hill, remember? And
she don't play. Lord go right there, like, praying.
Yeah, that's going to be a junior prayer
warrior. And that's the same thing with Aaron.
She never got so upset one time and was like, no, because I don't think prayer is going to work. And she's like, girl, you so stupid. Like, let me vent.
Yep.
Lord
don't let you vent.
You tell her, let me vent. I'll be back.
And that's how Aaron is, our baby, one of our babies. And she knows to go to God. She knows to take it to the throne. She said, Grandma, let's pray. And that's the key. That's the values that God loves. Because it still goes to say a family that prays together stays together. And if you get the definition of the word value, the regards to something held to reserve the importance worth, usefulness of something, a person disciplined to understand the behavior nor judgment that's what's important in life. It's your values. It's what you stand for. It's what you believe. And it's like I tell, it's for God I live and for God I die. That's the value I have on him because he loves me just that much. It's like she said, there's no gray area.
No.
And you have to love that.
Yeah, she said, you can't straddle the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a thing where people nowadays, and we're human, you know, we're down on this earth, we're human, we got to go through, but it's a way that you go through. So, I mean, you can go through the same problem, but the result is the way we handle that problem. You know, a lot of times we sit up and people say, you don't know, you don't understand, but what they don't understand is if you follow in Christ, you're going to go through a lot of things.
A lot.
And see, God takes you through that and brings you out in a tremendous manner where you can turn a trial into a testimony to where you can tell somebody, you know, well, I went that way and that happened, but when we prayed about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when you have a husband and a wife that sits down and they pray together, you know, God really, he smiles when he sees that because that's a family unit. And that's the head of the family unit. So when he see that husband and that wife coming before him with situations that's going on, like, it's not like he don't know what's going on, but he likes to hear it from you.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to hear you come and say, God, you know what? We've tried everything that we know. Now we're going back to the basics. We're
yeah.
going back and we're going to pray about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you said your word will not come back void.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of people, when they do that, sometimes it just puts a situation at ease.
Yes, yes.
It makes you to a point to where you know, I know it's going to be all right. You know, you tell somebody, person, say, how you know? Because the same God that brought me through 10 years ago is the same God that's going to bring me through now.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't change. I changed. Okay, I may have forgot the call on him when, you know, when I supposed to pray prior to have my prayers stored up. But he hasn't changed. He's still sitting there waiting for you to come with him, come to
mm-hmm.
him with open arms.
That's it.
You know, but the value, it's like here in Colossians 3 and 13, it says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. You know, we have to stop, even in the church. You got people in the church now, and not just in our families. It's worse in our families because we see this every day. We got to see these same people every day. We have a problem with them, or we have a little disagreement, argument, and we don't speak to them for weeks and months. You know, how is that you with somebody that you live with them? And then this even goes down to husbands and wives, too. They get mad about something, and they won't talk for days. What is that solving? You know, you look in the Bible, whenever Christ ran up against a situation, he sat down and he gave his word on it, and then the people talked about how they felt about it.
That's the key about communication. But I was looking about families. Families is the foundation of constitution of society ordained by God.
Mm-hmm.
In tributes by marriage, composed by two people, personal relationship with one another, by marriage, by blood, by adoption. That's the fundamental institution of marriage. I mean, family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget families are many, many different things of families. It has, okay, I'm going to go to one of them right here. You have your extended family. family, your childless family, your step family, your grandparent family. It's still your family. Your church family is one body. And what I like about Purpose Kingdom, this is our family. Our peers is our family.
Yeah.
Pastor Toy is my sister. Brother Rob is my brother. And we love God.
And if you listening and hear our voice tonight, you're our family too.
Amen.
Amen. That's why a lot of times, you know, that's why we love the way Purpose Kingdom puts things out, because some people can't get out to a church.
Amen.
You know, so Purpose Kingdom will bring the word to you.
The church without walls.
Amen. So see, if we can bring the word to you, eventually somebody's going to hear something that they need to hear. Amen. And it may be, you know, from our show, it may be from somebody else's show, but the word is going out to the families to let them know that it's getting to a time. And if you're looking at the things that are all on the news now and everything, to where we got to stick closer, because the times are really trying Christians and everybody else, every denomination else that believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
Time is trying us right now, because if you look at all the killings that are happening in Philadelphia, I mean, senseless killings. We've never had so many killings, I don't know, in my time of being here in Philly, to where, you know, innocent people are just sitting in their homes, sitting in their cars, you know, and it's not gonna get better before it gets worse. Amen. Because see, that's why 2020 and 21, 3, 4, 5, all, we have to be prayed up. We got to be prayed up, and we got to start learning to get together in groups, because God said where two or more are gathered, He said I'm in the midst.
But you know what? You need we fail to realize. When we live, we come from North Philly, but we live on a street called 27th Street. And I lie to you not when I tell you my sisters and my brothers, we used to get out there every Saturday morning
with the anointing.
We have our Bibles, our anointing oil from corner to corner, and we anointing our neighborhood. And that's how it begins. If you consider your block, your neighborhood, your family, that's your duty.
Yeah,
if you go to church every Sunday, your duty is to pray for your neighborhood. That's your call right there. I go to church on Sunday, but I keep it to myself. Even if you walk up and down the street and you drop a little bit of oil on this, where you see the bad kids stand, just anoint that corner. That if you ashamed of God, He'll be ashamed of you. Just drop the oil. Hey, God, anoint this corner right now in Jesus' name. Anoint, anoint, anoint. But if you don't have it in you, hey, you just dropping cooking oil, all right? But you got to have it in you, because God is love. No matter how bad these kids are, they're our responsibility to give them love. It takes a village, you guys. It takes a village to lift up children that's not yours. But just because they're not yours, you can give them a good word respectfully. Respectfully. I don't care what religion you are, dominating. I don't care. I let them know. I wish some of my little fellas, I call them my sons, and my other daughters can call in and let you. I'll let them know in a heartbeat, baby, you know I love you. I only want good things for you. I'm going to church, son. You want to go? Mom, my daughter said, Mom, he mother. I don't care. He needs to know the word.
Amen.
But I let them know I love them, and I see great things in them. But if you don't tell them, how they going to know? They wasn't born bad. Society did it.
No, it's just like we sit up and me and my wife talk about the way things are going on now. You know, you're not born prejudiced. You're taught. You're taught to be prejudiced. So you're not born to be rapists, murderers, and stuff like that. It's the situations in your life. But see, when you have situations in your life, we got a situation changer.
Hey!
Amen.
Jesus is the
answer. Jesus Christ is a situation changer.
Amen.
And you know, it's nothing new under the sun with him that you can come and that he hasn't seen or he hasn't dealt with throughout our lifetime. Amen. So it's a lot of times when we have to go, and that's one person that's going to always answer when you call. You ever notice when you try to call friends, when you need a ride, or things are going bad, you know, they always seem like they're conveniently busy. Amen.
I'd be so happy because sometimes the only person I need to hear from is God. I just needed to take that 5 minutes out to listen to what he has to say and stop being in such a rush. I have to stop being in such a rush.
Well, we know how a lot of decisions that aren't helped being made with you by God don't come out too well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sit up and we think that we know so much to a point to where God will come and he'll throw something out there at you and you'll say, you know what, I was just thinking about such and such and doing it this way. But then you have so many people around you with so many opinions. You know, they... Just like me and my wife used to always say before we had started doing marriage counseling, is how can somebody single come up and tell me how to be married?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't even sound right when it came out of my mouth. How can somebody single that hasn't been married yet, been single all their lives, come up and try to tell me how to get through my marriage? You know, the thing is, what's the word they use, the phrase? Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's why a lot of churches have what they call them single ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Because although you're single and you think you got it going on, you still need to be taught how to be single and be Christian. But the thing is with the family values, my wife, when we're talking about tonight is couples. Christian saints, you have to watch what your kids see you do, because I can't tell you not to be in bars and being this place and that place when every other weekend you find me in there.
Come on.
I can't tell you don't drink this, don't smoke that, don't do this when you see me doing it, because I'll say, and it's a cliche, do as I say, not as I do. No. Kids don't, especially when they branch off from you and get their own and get married.
You know what? I wish my two daughters was back here. They went to the store. They used to say, Mom, I wish you was like other moms. Go out, drink, party. Then maybe you won't be such a stuffed shirt. And I had to realize, you know what, baby? Most of y'all friends' parents are young. They're my daughter's age. I did all that when I was younger. When I decided to be a mom, some things had to change.
Some things you had to give up.
You know what I mean? I wanted my kids to see what God love can do. If we got a situation, I want them to see me fall on my knees and say, God, I'm not leaving here until you bless me.
Mm-hmm.
When my back's against the wall, I'm not leaving this position, God, until you knock down this wall. I'm not leaving this situation, God, until you move it.
And see, Christina is good with that, because Christina will tell you, Mom and Dad, y'all do so much for so many people, and I don't understand when your blessing's coming. You know, it's just like when he's coming. Nobody knows the day or the time.
But we know he's coming.
But you got to hold on and know that it's coming. And see, that's with expectancy.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on a seat of expectation, Pastor Toy.
You have to know that, you know that you know. And if it gets to that point to where you get a little weary, you know, just ask God for patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because see, most of us, and me and my wife, we had to look at this. We got a lot of unfortunate people around us. But sometimes we have to look at our situations to match it up to other situations and say, Dag, that ain't so bad. A lot of people be, complaining, this is going on, that's going on, but it's not so bad. To where if you're sitting in a home right now, you have food to eat, You have heat. You have a roof over your head. You have your health. You already 75% above a lot of families.
Amen. But you know what? You have your Bible. Also on your tablet. Can you read this for me, baby? 1 Timothy 5 and 8.
Okay. 1 Timothy 5 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
But if any provoked, not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Amen. Let me read that again. But if any provoked not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
How can you have a family and you don't even provide for them? You don't even take care of your responsibilities.
Well, that's called a figurehead.
As a mom or father, you have to provide like God provides for us. When he gave the Bible, this is his instructions for our lives. It tells us everything from the Old Testament down to the New Testament, how to be a good parent. So I used to tell my kids, well, baby, it's not a book. Yes, it is. It's called the Bible. The Bible's the same today and tomorrow and forever. It don't change. And it tells you about your child. Obey your parents, for this is right. This is the will of God. And it tells parents, don't provoke your children. And then it tells you, speak. Watch what you say out your mouth. It tells us, even in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Husbands and wives, well, husbands, forsake thy mother and father and cling to your wife. It scriptures in here.
Mm-hmm.
It scriptures all through the word. Beloved, let us one another, for God is love. It tells us. So if you ever get your back against the wall, everybody got cell phones, Google. I need a scripture how to love. I need a scripture how to stand on God's promises. God, I need you. I need a prayer to talk to God. I don't know how to pray, but I know it's on Google.
Amen. And they got Deuteronomy 5 and 16.
Come on.
Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you. Now he's telling. Now this is a commandment, as the Lord has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Okay, so he's talking about the earth. You know, honor thy mother and father, so thy days down here will be long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got people that are so. I mean, I know some people ain't talked to their parents in years. You know, because something was said out the way, or somebody didn't like the way somebody looked at them or said something, or you know. And I've ran into a lot of people. Me and my wife ran into that. You're now dealing with somebody that they don't like, so they don't deal with you or that person. You know. And if you my child, you're coming around, and I'm going to let you know what I don't like in that situation. Because there's so many abusive relationships now, and they call them families. Okay, you got so many people, and it ain't got to be physically. It can be verbally. You know, people will tear you down
mm-hmm.
and call themselves loving you. How could you love me and you tear me down on a daily basis to build yourself up? That's not love. That's called dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we sit up, and I see so many families like that, and people, some women and men. It ain't all women now. Let's back that up again. It's not all women. We have some men that get locked into these abusive relationships to where it just kills their manhood.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I want to let you know, remind you that tonight you're listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1123rd episode, and you're listening to The Turning Point. Amen. So if you have any questions or comments, you want to call in and just, you know, make a question or have a comment.
Well, give a testimony. Come
amen.
On.
Amen. The phone number is 319-527-6091. Amen.
Amen. Tell us how good God has been in your life.
I'll tell us the situations that you're
mm-hmm.
in.
That yeah. God has brought it out.
Right.
Brought you out.
Are you? You still might be in a situation now, and you might listen to now tonight and know that all you need to do is pray about it.
We can pray right you know, with you.
You right there on the edge of a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And see, that's what a lot of us do so many times. We can be right there on the edge of a breakthrough and give up.
Don't give up. Hold on.
And God will say, you know, you almost was there. But see, like I said, a lot of us don't have patience because the way the world, things are going the way the world today, we have to have patience.
Got to.
You know, and just like we said at the beginning of the show, you know, hide us behind the cross so all you can see is him. You know, and see, what you don't know, that's your recovery time.
Amen.
Amen. When you get behind that cross, you ever run, and when you was a kid playing tag and hide this and that, when you get behind that wall or wherever you're hiding it, that's when you get your time to rest and think.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you don't see me until I'm ready. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you're doing that rest time, that's when you're in Bible study. That's when you, you know, you're going to church and you're getting the word. You know, you're going to these different auxiliaries. And you're getting stronger and stronger, build up in your Christianity. But the thing is, you know, when trouble start going hard in your face and, you know, things start happening, you say, God, just hide me behind the cross until you're ready for me to come out. Because, see, God is working on us daily.
Amen.
And a lot of people tell you, and some people use it as a cliche, God ain't finished with me yet. It's true for a lot of people.
He ain't finished with me.
God ain't finished with you because, see, some of the stuff that we do and say, that tells people that God ain't finished with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
So, you know, but you have to be a willing vessel. Somebody that can
be
open to his judgment, his rapture, you know, the stuff that he's going to put in you or at you to make you a stronger and better Christian. Amen?
Amen.
But it's just... Oh, and that's the baby she's talking about, the fire one, the prayer, Aaron. And she loves to talk about the Lord too, right?
No, shake your head. What you say?
Yeah.
Amen. And she's somebody. She I know times when we are bound down and we can't make it to church. This is the one that come knocking on our door. Are we going to church today?
Grandpa can just be coming in from work.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, I just got in to Aaron.
Aaron don't want to hit it.
And Aaron be like, but I was Aaron, what she said? I just woke up, but Papa, I just woke up. Papa said, well, I didn't go to sleep yet. And I said, well, we'll have church right here. We'll read some scriptures, sing some songs. Don't we say that? Put the gospel on, and she put her little song on. What's your song you listen to?
I forgot.
Break. What is it? Break Every Chain.
Yeah.
She know how to put that on the TV. She loved Natasha Cobb. She loved that girl. She know how to get there with the TV remote.
It's YouTube.
Oh, YouTube too. You see, she'll tell you.
It's YouTube.
And she'll put that YouTube on. And listen to Break Every Chain.
And ABCs.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she do. Her ABCs and her Break Every Chain.
And here's a verse that a lot of people, I haven't heard this verse put out too much nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's so much of it's going on and people wonder why their life is so turned upside down. But this is Exodus 21:5. Whoever strikes his father or mother shall be put to death. Them people weren't playing back in them days. You know, we talk about family values today. That was all they had because I can't think of the verse, but what did it say about the name is worth more than gold?
Oh,
if it says the name is worth more than gold, family's names back then stood in front of them, went out in front of them. So it tells you about striking your mother and father. And, you know, that's today we see so much of that going on. Disrespect. To a point where
pick this up.
Those kids, I'm not gonna say that they weren't taught, but they lost all their family values. They lost all respect for their parents. You know, because before I would strike my mother and father, I would walk out. I wouldn't even ever get to that point. I don't even think we raised our voices at too much each other, because I, you know, that was a long time ago. And as a lot of you know, I just lost my dad in 2018. So we were together for a long time. He lived a long life, and I think that was because of his heart and the way he was with his kids. My dad died at 96. And it's rare to see anybody around 90 anything today if these people, you know, telling the truth. We had so many people. What was the one lady you said? They said was the oldest woman in the world. She was 113, and somebody came with 116. What is the competition? If you can live anywhere near 90, close to 100, this is the new Moses of the day, because most people are dying in their 50s and 60s from all these diseases. Like this new one we got, the coronavirus.
But that's why I love my elders. And you have to get kids out here, check on your neighbors, check on the elderly. Sit and talk to them. You'll learn their history and some stories.
Oh,
man. Like Pastor Toy's grandmother. She'll be 100 years old. Do you know the stories that woman can tell you? The histories that she see taking place.
Yep.
The change in life. Oh, my God. I can only imagine just being there, just to listen to her tell her stories.
Amen.
Soaking up that knowledge, that wisdom. That's growth, man. That is, that's a family. And that's family right there. Amen.
And you remember I was talking earlier about that mama's boy?
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 2 and 24 tells you about that. It says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother,
mm-hmm,
and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
That's right.
Now, you're going to know when you become that one flesh, because a lot of people, you know, they used to tell us, you know, we were unevenly yoked. Not us, but in general, they'll say.
But you know, I never understood what that meant until I really got into my word.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to church every Sunday and choir her, so I'm an usher and I'm on usher board and I'm doing all this for Christ, and I marry someone that don't go to church, that religion is different from mine,
mm-hmm,
we're unevenly yoked. We have nothing to conversate about.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and it's like, I know y'all gonna get mad at me. I don't really care. It's the word, okay? I can't be a Christian until I marry a Muslim man. It's not gonna work. Either he gonna want me to put on a kimar and lose who I am, or he's gonna become a Christian because I'm not letting go of my God. For nobody.
It's just like a household. One's a Republican, the other's a Democrat.
Now, that's a good conversation piece.
We have a division.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not seeing eye to eye. We're not seeing on anything, really.
Because, my husband is a Democrat, and I'm an independent. I might vote Democrat, I might vote Republican. It's whoever's the best person for the job. You know, but it's just who it is.
Amen. But, see, we don't have no conflict there, because that's the point to where even with the people we have now in office and the people that are going in office, everything's ordained by God.
Amen.
So it's no sense in, you know, a lot of you people out there losing hair and sleep and all,
mm-hmm,
that, because this person getting in, that person getting in. God is still in control.
Of all
Amen.
Things.
So when it happens, don't get upset or feel, because it's all in God's plan. Amen. So, you know, we have to really, especially if you stand in your word and going and getting your word every Sunday and you're doing God's will, a lot of that stuff won't affect you. And that's kind of hard to say. But it won't. A lot of stuff won't affect you because you have your eyes on the prize. And God didn't say that stuff wasn't going to be flying all in your direction. He just said it wouldn't hurt you.
But guess what? If you want to make a difference, knock on your neighbor's door, take your neighbors, the elderly, to the vote November the 3rd. Let your voices be heard. If we come out in multitude and we vote,
We make a difference.
It's time for the call of salvation, babe.
Amen. Tonight, the title was Family Values.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to be a part of this family, the Christian family. Amen. So all you have to do, because God sent his only begotten son to the cross to die for you, and all he wanted you to do was just to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart.
Amen.
That he is Lord. Amen. So tonight, if you don't know God and the partings of your, you know, of your ways every day, we just ask that you just go in and say, for God I live and for God I die. And just make a commitment to Christ tonight. God, you know, I've tried it my way. Now it's time to try it your way. Amen. Some of us still in our 30s and 40s and 50s, and we still haven't found out our purpose in life. And that's one of the books I tell my wife that I love by Miles, you know, the late Miles Monroe, Pursuit of Purpose. Once you find your purpose in life, first off, you got to find your Savior. A lot of people want to call him our leader. But you got to find your person to follow in Christ. I've tried them a lot, you know, many years of my life, and this is not a time to faint. This is not a time to go back to old friends or, you know, to listen to a lot of gossip. This is the time to hold on to the garment of Christ. And like my wife always say, I'm not going to let you loose till you bless me. So we need to confess with our mouth, and once you do that, I tell a lot of people, you're not told in churches, that's when the battle starts. Once you give your life to Christ, now you're really going to start fighting. Amen. That's the time when you look up and you know that, you know, this is a fight. I didn't pick it, but I pick the battle. And I say that a little different than some people because I could pick something to get in, but the little scrimmages that I have inside, I can't pick and choose those because I got to keep my eyes straight on the battle, because the battle is not won by us looking away, getting busy. You know, we start out, and my wife knows I always say, the way you start is the way you finish. So once you do that and you accept Christ in your heart, you can tell somebody. You know, I don't care if it's your neighbor. You could tell the person at work, you know, that I accepted Christ in my heart last night, and I'm a new creature. I want to live right. I want to talk right. And it's a process. You're not going to get this overnight. Amen. A lot of people feel that you say, I'm going to serve Christ, and you become this super, super Christian. People that's been following God and Christ for 30, 40 years, some of them, we're still trying to get it right because it's a daily struggle. But then after you do all this and you accept Christ, we ask that you find a Bible preaching, teaching church to continue getting the knowledge and the word of Christ. That way you can sit and you can sit under a good shepherd, because I don't tell and I don't let, you know, recommend anybody to stay in a church where you're not being fed, because you're being, you know, it's dormant. Amen. You're being real dormant. And you have to want to love Christ, because we love so many things in our life now. We love our houses, we love our cars, we love human things, we love women, we love men. But you have to love the God that loved you before you even existed. God loved you way before we even knew who you were. And that's called predestination. You were predestinated to be who you are today. So we have to strive a little harder than most people. Amen. And Rob, do we have any announcements that we need to put out tonight?
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program. Whether you join us online or via phone, we appreciate your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you like to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where you can hear each and every show or any past episode there. Just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. Also, we invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, you can follow in on our morning walk of prayer on Anchor.com or Anchor FM. Just simply go to Anchor FM or Anchor.com and like Purpose Kingdom, and you can just go ahead and listen to our morning word of inspiration. We thank each and every one of you, and don't forget to tell a friend about our morning walk with prayer also here on Purpose Kingdom Network. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Purpose Kingdom Newsroom. And once again, it's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. So with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for PKN Newsroom. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And you also have a caller.
Amen. You can bring the call on. Caller.
Hello. Hello, praise
the
Lord, Uncle. Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Can y'all hear me? Hey, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Uncle. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to come in and hit on what you were talking about before it ended, because so many people, I was just having a talk with a saint at a prayer luncheon today, and she was saying how she's trying to get herself together and she got to change some things. And I think as saints, we be so hard on ourselves, and you hit it
right
on the head. That was confirmation that changes every day. And I told her, even I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is grab my phone and look at it. I don't get on Facebook and chat with people. I don't get on Facebook and gossip with people. I get on Facebook and I know Christian stuff and things, but that still shouldn't come before I tell the Lord, thank you for opening my eyes. So some mornings when I wake up and I grab my phone out of habit, I might even scroll down a couple of times, and then it hit me, oh Lord. And then I just put the phone down next to me and say, God, forgive me, I'm so sorry, but nothing should come before saying thank you. And I haven't done it. It's a habit. Anything you do for 21 days, good or bad, becomes a habit. I said, change comes when your mindset says, oh, I'm not doing this no more. And then you stop immediately and you change it. So we're not perfect, but you have to just have that mindset to do it. And when you were talking about standing firm on God, when you do God's business, he handles yours. I'm not
standing down.
Just like I know, you know, I've been talking about my daughter when I do my broadcast and how the ungodly spirit that attached to her kept her sneaking out of my windows and running. Because guess what? When I said anything that ain't like you can't be comfortable here, unfortunately, I didn't think it would be attached to my 14-year-old. But it still says anything that ain't like you, now she can come back, but it can't come back. So she's going to have to be delivered in order to be comfortable here in my home. And I'm not saying the devil even had the audacity to whisper in my spirit and say, well, you might as well go ahead and bend and let her do what she want to do, because at least you know your baby won't be in the streets. This is what he said. At least you know your baby won't be in the streets, and you'll know she home and safe. I'm going to put her in the Lord's hands.
That's right.
Because I'm going to stand where I'm supposed to stand and how I'm supposed to stand and for what I'm supposed to stand. And it hurts me every day to know she out there like that. But guess what? God told me I got her and I got it. And every day that the enemy try to bring that maternal emotion on me, I remind him of who he is and who I am. You have no place but under our feet. So
get on
back under there and sit down. So we just have to learn how to stand.
What the words say, they won't depart They may do some things, but they won't depart.
Right. Right. So
amen.
I was just amazed that I came on late, but I heard you speaking on that, and I had just told her, don't be embarrassed, because sometimes us saints think that we're supposed to be at a certain place by a certain time, and because of who we are, we can't. No, we are human every day, and
that's
we
right.
just have to learn how to just stop and say, God, I'm doing it this way. Thank you for regulating my mind.
Amen.
And then do it. And
right.
do it. That's it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, right?
Come on. Yeah. Come on with it now.
So I just wanted to share. I wanted to come on and share with y'all. It gave me an opportunity to shout out to y'all and all of the PKN staff and all of the world that's listening. I just had to put my little two cents in there and put the light on the Lord. And it is what it is. And it ain't changing for nobody.
Amen. And we're glad to hear from you, too.
Yes, sir.
We are.
Well, I ain't going to hold y'all up. I know we're going to be at time. So y'all be blessed, and I love y'all, and I shall talk to y'all soon.
And we love you, too. And you be blessed. And tell everybody we say we love them. Amen. Amen.
Well, that's our niece, Mary.
Yeah.
We love her so much.
Mary from the ATL.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen.
Well, she said when you put one... She helped put us together. God is good.
Yeah. But,
Amen.
Family values, you know, we can't reiterate enough on that, how important it is.
It is.
To just, you know, sometimes we had to sit back. Like I told my wife this year, and I was telling Brother Rob a little earlier, this year I think I'm going to hang my coat up. It's time for me to retire. And God is saying, I was telling my wife, and I told and didn't tell her, God is saying now, you can have a better focus. You can do more. Because, see, you're not, just like my niece just said, you're not punching the clock. You don't have to be somewhere from 9 to 5. You know, once the Holy Spirit get into something, I don't care if it's a conversation on the street. Once he get into something, it's no rush. You know, I don't have to go home and go to bed. I don't have to get some sleep so I can go to work. Because once you retire, your work is for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, see, you're on his time. Okay, and his time is from end to end to end to end to end.
Until so, we leave this earth, it's his time. Amen.
Well, I mean, it was his time before, but, you know, we had put the human part in, like my niece said.
We had to concentrate, yeah.
To where we got to do the 9 to 5, and, you know, like I told my wife, I'll be so glad when you ain't got to worry about how many sick days you got left and how many vacation days you got and how, you know, you came late 2 or 3 times. Now they talking about writing you up and this and that. God don't write you up for being late. You just heard my niece say it. She ain't getting nothing in the mail that's saying she's going to be wrote up because she came late to listen to the broadcast. So we're not going to get on her and scold her. So you're supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. God is so lenient. That's why we have time to really work on our walk.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is our time to really work on our walk, because as you get older, you get seasoned in the Lord. Okay?
As you're supposed to get seasoned.
Well,
you
I
know,
mean,
I gotta put it out there.
Some of us are
old and ignorant.
I mean, I hope so, but you know, each one teach one. You know, if you're not sitting down trying to learn more as you get older, it's just like I used to tell my wife about people that sit in the pews all day long and do nothing. After a while, you sit in the pew so long, it starts to stink. Okay? So don't have your Christian life like stagnant water. Okay? Don't be like a pond, because a pond don't move. A river does. So be like a river. Don't be like a pond. And people can really notice that. They can see, because a lot of times it ain't what you say, it's what you do.
But you know what? I want to put this out there for everybody that's listening. If y'all have a lot of children, even if you got one or two, once a month, do a family meeting. Because we try to do ours once a month, sometimes once every 2 months, just to find out where everybody is and what they're doing.
Even if it's on the phone.
You know, even if you can, like my husband said, group message everybody. Everybody call in at a certain time, such and such call, and do the FaceTime thing. But it's important to let the kids know and your grandkids and great-grands that you're here.
Well, that's what they did. If you think about back in the Bible days, that's what they did. Like I told you, families were so closer back then.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look and you stayed out in the wilderness and you stayed in tents or you built houses, you were all you had.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't let nobody come in between y'all like they do now. You know, somebody that can wee you. You know, if I see you coming in, even if you met my daughters, you come meet me, and I look at you, you look different from anybody else because you come in, you slithering on the floor. I ain't no had no snakes in my house. Okay? So that's why our daughters don't let us meet a lot of their friends until they figure out that they're worthy to meet their parents, and that means a lot to us. It's not like you're ashamed of your parents. No, it's to a point to where I don't think you're worthy enough to come up and meet my parents.
Amen.
Because when you come up, they're going to read you.
But it's life, and life goes on, and Purpose Kingdom Network is just here to let you know God is real. He's real. He's real. And he's in our lives. And he loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. He loves you.
And I know we're going to wrap this thing up, but it's just something that is funny. I've been looking, but we have a bookshelf with all our books on it that we study with. And as we've been doing this telecast tonight about family values, I'm looking here at Paula White's book. And Paula White's book, the title of this book is Deal With It.
That's a good book.
That's been standing out to me all night long. I've been sitting there looking at it. And Paula White, she wrote a book called Deal With It. So in the words of Paula White, when you go through all that God has you to go through, and it is predestined, predained, or ordained in your life, deal with it. Because believe me, it is a better view from the other side. And once you get on the other side of through,
look at that book.
That's when your blessings are coming.
Yeah, it's coming. But you know what? We're going to wrap it up as I say this. I want all Christians just to sit on that seat of expectation, expecting and knowing God's going to do something. But I don't want you to do something because you know God's going to do something. I want you to just sit there and just wait for it. It's coming. Your blessing is in the mail. Amen. Just wait for God to hand it to you. Don't give up. Never give up. Just keep holding on. Although it looks like your blessing is slowing up, he's not slowing it up. He's just waiting for you to mature, be mature enough to accept it. Amen.
And he wants you to be ready. Pull on the full armor.
Full armor of God, you guys.
A lot of people don't have the full armor on, so God don't want you to go up against something that's going to hurt your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that's going to bust your head.
And I'm so glad we had this conversation. We don't want to preach at you, but we want you to have a conversation about your family values. We just want you to love your family, no matter what's going on in it. They're your family. Our family not perfect. No family is. But I'm glad I have the daughters I have and the husband I have. And I couldn't ask for nothing else from God. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm glad he favors me.
And you have been listening to Purpose Kingdom Network, The Turning Point, the 1,123rd episode. And it's called Family Values.
Yes.
And in the words of Paula White,
deal with it.
Amen.
Amen.
We are signing off.
Yeah.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose.